Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
All right, hunky sunk.
Oh, it's quite powerful, quite resigned, yeah. Quite sort of world weary.
I'm here, and I mean business this time.
When you say business, do you literally mean business, like CEO of a large company?
Yeah,
or?
If need be. Yeah. If Athletic Women's has become a large company since the last time we did one, then yes.
Do you have?
I regard myself as the CEO.
Do you have a favourite large company? I mean, large company.
The largest one I can think of that I'm. Oh,
no, I didn't
into.
Ask you what you. All oh, no. Right, sorry. Yeah.
Please, let me finish. The largest one I can think of that I'm into, Netto.
You really like Netto?
Yeah.
Now, for people who don't live in the Northeast, tell them what Netto is.
It's like Aldi.
But?
But they shut about 5 years ago.
All right, but you've always, you like the
it's
memory
it's a nostalgia
of
thing. Yeah. It's like Toffos.
Netto, Toffo.
Hey, yeah. Do you remember Netto?
Remember Netto from about 2011?
Do you remember those weird trolleys they had? Your brass hand would get stuck in the mechanism so you'd shit your pants.
Hey.
Listen, I've got some names for you this week because right. I'm fed up with being dictator too.
I do exactly the opposite of dictate to you, actually. I say, here is the choice of names, yeah, or it, you can be Ronnie Hot Dog.
Yeah, but there's an inherent sort of threat there, I think. It's kind of like pick one of these names because I've made an effort to come up with them.
Do you know, I once went, Andy, I'm sorry, just remembering, I might have told you this before, but I once, have I told you about when I hurt my eye with a bit of grass?
And yes.
Yeah.
Unless that was someone else that told me that, because it sounds quite common.
Oh, OK, well, forget it then.
Right.
I won't
no,
tell you.
Us,
I won't tell you. Well, I was filming Randall Knockkirk Deceased. I was.
And I South Africa.
And at some point, I bent down and just a long bit of grass. You know the ones that have the bits on the end that you can, like, throw?
Yeah.
And the stick in. Is that grass? I don't know, hay or grass, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it really hurt my eye. So I went to accident and emergencies, and it was a Chinese nurse, and she said, what's happened? And I said, I hurt my eye with a bit of grass. And she said...
Bob's pointing to his eye with his fingers.
Yeah,
it's a
and
bit
she
of grass
said,
at this point.
She said, glass, oh. Right? And it's not a racist thing, it's what she said.
Yeah.
I said, no, we're not glass.
Right.
Grass. And then I thought, and I thought this would be easier. So I said, nettle, right? And she said, metal? And I could see that I would be like, anyway, I just, isn't it amusing, like the, you know, the
cultural differences.
Yeah.
We're going to miss all that post-Brexit, aren't we?
No, it'll still remain.
Anyway, I've got four names for you, not three names for you to choose from.
Or I
or you can be Honky Tonk.
Honky Tonk.
Right, you can be Colonel Pipe Bomb.
Yeah, tempted.
I haven't got a backstory because I can't be asked. Colonel Pipe Bomb, you can be The Hidden Chest.
Right.
Mysterious, eh?
The Lost Book.
Possibly a wrestler. The Hidden Chest.
The Hidden Chest, okay.
Or O'Leary and Sons, a family concern.
Scrap dealers, is it?
Might be, if you want to be. Or you can be Honky Tonk.
What was the first one?
First one was Colonel Pipe Bomb.
Do you know, for one day and one day only, I'm going to be Colonel Pipe Bomb.
Right, enjoy right. it.
Okay, now I wasn't going to offer you any, but there's two. I'm just seeing you today. You're looking quite world weary, relaxed, resigned, you know.
Laid back.
A bit laid back. So I was thinking,
out.
Maybe you would like to be called Barry Homeowner.
Right.
You know what I mean?
There's that relaxed feeling that you get from being a homeowner. Mortgage paid off or
this is Barry. Is Barry a homeowner? There's something about him that makes me think he is.
It's the sweater over his shoulders, knotted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Barry Homeowner, or you could be, I'm thinking that this person, maybe, I don't know if he's Turkish or not, but I know he has a good fun, he has a good laugh in his life, fun discos, Michael Jackson songs, and all that sort of stuff. Harry Sylvester. Do you think, do you like him?
I like them both, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go for security, I'm going to go for Barry Homeowner.
Barry Homeowner.
Because I'm sick of renting the bungalow. I'd love to be a homeowner, Bob.
This is Barry. I'd say it's to Jeff. Jeff, this is Barry.
Barry, yeah.
Hi, I'm Barry. I'm a home owner. I didn't know if you know own my own home.
Yeah.
Which
why are you mentioning that, Barry? That sounds like the kind of thing a prick would do.
You know, I didn't think at first. I thought, how am I going to manage these mortgage payments?
Yeah.
Especially with travel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I live 30 miles away from work now.
Yeah.
But actually, I have managed. I've been, because of course I've been staying in more. Because it's so lovely being a homeowner and having your own home to enjoy. I've been decorating, doing a bit of interior design. It's been terrific.
And an Englishman's home, after all, is his castle. I mean, it's a shame, you know, a lot of pubs are closing left, right and centre willy-nilly because people just don't go out as much. I think it's because people just want to stay in within their own environment.
Yeah.
And you know, just maybe have a bottle of wine.
Yeah, I mean, evening. I've had a few friends over from the office and we've always eaten lasagna. So I say...
Great big
I say, Gary, hey, Gary Kev, do you fancy coming over to my home that I own this evening? Tantum lasagna! You know, that kind of
that's
thing.
That's good, yeah. Well, that's me. That's me in a nutshell, Barry Homeowner. I've got some questions from my blood relatives, Bob.
All right.
Right, for example, if you're doing an anecdote about a man, like, for example, Barry Homeowner.
Barry Homeowner,
would you refer to him as a fella? Like, would you say that fella over there?
Yes.
Would you say that bloke? Or would you say that guy?
I'd say bloke.
You'd say bloke. 100%. You wouldn't say guy.
I'd say that bloke there.
How long have you lived in the south?
Go and ask that bloke there.
How long have you lived in the south?
You would say I've said that since I was a bloke. Tiny pepper pot.
But you wouldn't say guy.
I wouldn't say guy. No, I'm not. That's Australian in it or something.
I'd say gadgy.
Oh well, you made me gadgy. I mean, we used to say chaw.
Chaw?
Yeah, you used to call blokes chaw.
That's a borough thing, is it?
I don't know whether it's a borough thing or not.
I think it is because no one else has ever heard of it. Have you ever used bodily fluids within a protest situation?
Protesting?
Quite a specific question, that. I don't know what that's come from. Yours or those of someone else?
Bodily fluids in a protest situation.
Only in a protest situation.
I mean, when I was a libertarian anarchist back in the day in the mid-70s, I once disrupted the exams at a university by smacking a dustbin lid with me penis, but there was no fluids involved.
You didn't throw any blood?
No, I don't think I did.
And the penis remained?
Oh, don't... You didn't have to say that again. You know what I mean?
Do you want to call us a little shit now?
Oh, yeah, can I, please?
Come on, please.
You little shit.
Thank you very much.
You shitty little
That's
man.
Enough. That's enough. That's enough. Final question.
The state of you, you shit. How did you get so shit? Thank you.
Can I ask the final question?
Yeah, of course.
Have you ever been on a jury?
No, but when I was... don't stop me, because I know it's not... So my answer is no. Right. But Barry would like this.
Yeah.
Barry,
yeah.
You know, like... Yeah. It would be good. It's sort of like a talking point around the dinner table.
Is it a bit edgy?
Yeah, conversation starter.
Yeah.
A conversation starter, right? So, anyone been on a jury? Anyone? It'd be good. But I was... So, in that sense, I say, yes, Barry. Beautiful home, by the way. Yes, Barry. I was once a solicitor, I think it was just a shoplifting case in a London Crown Court, and Brenda Blethwin was on the jury, so that was really strange for me.
Brenda Blethwin?
You know,
the actress?
The actress, she was on the jury.
Right.
And, you know, I kind of wanted to tell her, because I felt a connection, because I'd seen her on the test, she's a really good actress.
Yeah.
In the
Was she
Lee
playing film. A juror?
No, this was for real. This when I was a solicitor.
This wasn't in Randall and Hopkirk
to see. No, and I wanted to sort of whisper to her,
now.
He's guilty. You know, but
Pass it on.
He's guilty, pass it on. Look, Blenda, you must not tell anyone, right? But he's guilty of sin. Pass it on. So, did that really happen? And Barry would say, this is going great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely, it's fantastic.
Possibly peaked too soon, but...
Yeah, is this music bothering anyone? Yeah, it's early... Midnight Oil, an Australian band. I quite like it in the background, especially during a starter course.
Some of the edgier work.
Sorry, Pat, I've been to one dinner party in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, God, I hate the... I swear on my little... I love my cats. I swear on their faces setting on fire.
Yeah.
Just out of the blue. Like,
it's instant...
Bang, they're
Whoosh.
Gone. So where the hell has happened to your face, Goodmanson?
Yeah.
And he wouldn't even be able to say it because his lips have gone to shit.
Charred.
So I've been to one dinner party in my life.
Is it a dinner party if you just get like the set menu for four from your local Chinese and some people come around with some cans?
Ooh.
Because that's...
And where do you eat them? Round the table?
Just al fresco, is
no,
it called?
No, I don't think... Not that it's something I've done.
No? I don't know if that's a dinner party or not.
I mean, I've...
Buffet style.
I've lived in my house that I'm in now for, I think, probably 10 years, and I've never had anyone visit the house other than family. I don't really.
You don't let them through the gates.
Did you see the Chrissie Hynde documentary this week?
I saw a little bit of it,
and she's
quite a challenging individual, isn't she?
Yeah, well, she said. I mean, I think she's incredibly talented. So I don't give a shit what she's like. But I thought it was quite nice when she said, "People now these days, because it didn't used to be like this, Andy. People tend to think these days I'll present myself to the world via telling you what my opinions are."
Yes.
When I was young, it was that I'll present myself to the world by, say, being funny, yeah? Or, what? Do you know what I mean? But now it's like, here's my opinions, things. And I was just a lovely bit of the documentary when she was saying this, and she said, do you know what? I wish these people would just fuck off.
Just people in general.
That's it, wasn't these people. She said, do you know what? I just wish people would fuck off. That's really interesting, Barry. Where was that documentary? Was it on iPlayer or ITV?
It's Netflix, surely.
Yeah, I think so. I think you can get it across all the, do they call them?
All the outlets.
All the outlets. Yeah, anyway, has everyone finished?
All the platforms.
Has everyone finished? I've got some photos of this house before I moved in. Oh, my God, you wouldn't believe it. I think a bloody hoarder must have lived here. Well, you've done a great job, Barry. So I just want to say, Andy, I just want to say, if we're going to do these live shows,
we are.
Yeah, sooner than people might think.
Yeah.
And I just want to take up people's time to say, look, you've got to follow me, you, or Athletico Mints on Twitter, because that's the only place what you'll find out how to get tickets. And we're only doing small venues, so they might sell quick.
Exactly. You are at Real Bob Mortimer.
Yeah.
I am at Profanity Swan.
Correct.
We are at Athletico Mints, and we've also got athleticomints.com website. Go to them, follow them.
Come and see us.
Let them into your life. Come and see us. Hear us.
Come and see the shambles.
Oh, God, it'll be such a shambles. You know, we haven't heard from for a while.
Your sitcom fella?
Yeah, Vince Parsnips.
Oh, fucker, I was right. I'm bang on the...
You were? Yeah, no, the sitcom. I've got a few names to suggest for it, because we could have a pilot soon. The Parsnips Way.
Yeah.
Anyone for Parsnips?
Don't like it. It's all too 70s.
Athletico Vince. Well, of course it's all too fucking 70s. Have you heard the content? Athletico Vince?
Parsniponmonious?
No. The Parsnips Way? No?
No.
Well, let's go over there and hear what's been going on this week with Vince and his long-suffering wife, Marion.
Okay.
Vince, where's the car gone, Vince?
I've sold it, Marion!
Oh. I suppose we can manage without it. Our accent's just changed a little bit there. I suppose we can manage without it. Are you putting the money towards our mountain bills and debt and all that?
No, love. I'm upscaling. Time for a new motor. But they didn't have what I fancied down at the dealership. So I'm scouting around till I find what I'm looking for.
What are you looking for?
Andy, I'm so sorry to interrupt. Could you do... I love the way you say dealership. Could you really go for dealership? You know. Sorry.
No, love. I'm upscaling. Time for a new motor. But they didn't have anything I fancied down at the dealership. So I'm scouting around till I find what I'm looking for.
What are you looking for?
No windows and the doors welded shut so you could just jump in through the window like on the Dukes of Hazzard. Do you remember? Hey, I'm after something like that. Do you remember tow bars? What were they all about? I'm after something like that. Indicators that made noises. You remember that? Hey, do you? Do you remember when your dad kept an axe in the boat inside a blanket and you found it by accident when you were getting your cricket set out at the beach and he took you to a smuggler's cave and he made you join the secret smuggler's club? You remember? And he, I swear you'd never tell anyone about the axe or else your smuggling hands might drop off in the middle of the night. Do you remember? Hey? Do you remember not having seatbelts in the back so you could stand up on that bit between the two front seats and he'd fall over when your dad went round a roundabout too fast because he was getting stressed because he was sick of your fucking noise and if you don't shut up whining, he'll pull his car over in a minute and you can get out and fucking walk. I'm after something like that. Do you remember? Don't be blue, Vince. Don't be blue. Do you remember, Marion, when the draft used to come in through the window and the workings in your brass hand would freeze and seize up? What are you talking about, Vince? What's a brass hand? I think I'll go speak to the councillor again, Marion. Oh, Vince.
South Africa. Quite a lot happened when I was over there, and there's a little story I'd like to tell you. I was there for 10 days, as you know.
Yeah.
So let's face it, I'm not going to be able to pull off more than 10 stories. Eh? But on one of the days, there's a really famous restaurant in Cape Town. People who've been there will know it. It's like a VIP place. It's on the beach near the harbour.
Yeah.
And you eat on the beach, and they cook the food and bring it out to you on the beach and that. You get a lot of...
Are you sponsored by the beach or something? I keep seeing it.
You get a lot of, like, the Johannesburg rappers there, yeah?
Yeah.
And a lot of this...
The Joburg Beat Boys.
No, but it's big news, you know, big news. Is it? The South African rap scene,
Some fella rapped at my son on an underground train in Barcelona once.
What did he say to him?
I'm going to save that for another podcast.
Okay, so it's very exclusive.
The rapping podcast I'm going to do.
It's really exclusive restaurant. Yeah. I want to emphasise that. Right. Yeah. It's a bit like a Fenix restaurant in Sunderland. It's that posh, right? So they have a gate there. You can't just turn up. I got in there because a production company got me in there. They got bouncers on gates before you even drive to the restaurant.
Really?
I just want to say it's important, you know. Oh. Got flame lights on the beach and that. We'd phoned ahead. Do you know Randall and Hopkirk? You know, I did a show called Randall and Hopkirk on the telly.
Surprised you bring that up, yeah?
Well, no, it's really...
God, was it?
Yeah, no, but it's really big in South Africa, hence...
Well, do you have to go to, like conferences and stuff?
No, I wouldn't do that sort of shit, but I'm saying that's what got me in there. I'm sat on the table on the beach and I see a bloke in a daft outfit and that, so I want to order some food. So I beckon him over and I say, I want boiled lobster, right? And I
said, did you say please?
Well, I probably did. I'm just saying, you know, like, all right, I want boiled lobster, please.
That's better.
But I said, if it isn't fresh, I'll set a fire to myself, right? And the restaurant will look stupid. But that was called a joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. So he says, well, look, mate, you can choose your own lobster from the lobster pots by the rocks if you don't mind getting a little bit wet. Well, Andy, I had, as you know I would, my chino shorts on.
Yeah.
And he said the water only come up to your knees, so I thought, I'll go for it. Actually, pick me on lobster from the sea. We climb over these rocks and we get to what is... It's actually an artificial pool, but it looks like it's part of the rocky environment.
Right.
He shines his torch into the pool, and in there you can see tens, if not hundreds, of lobsters, Andy.
Really?
Under the torchlight. It's a nice thing to... I love doing this. That's a nice thing to have seen, isn't it, Andy?
It is, yes.
Isn't it, though?
Is that becoming your catchphrase?
So he shines his torch on the lobsters. Mm-hmm. Then he turns around really quickly, cracks me around the head with his torch.
Yeah? Right.
He says, get in the fucking lobster pit, you prick! That's Australian, isn't it?
No, that was all right.
Get in the fucking lobster pot, you prick! Something like that. I said, what the fuck are you doing? He says, shut your fucking face, fat boy. Right? I'm Chana, the rapper. I said, shit, I didn't know. I thought you were the waiter because you had this, like, gown on.
Right.
And I'll stop the accent. He says, do waiters wear... I can't do it. Do waiters wear gowns?
Have a go.
The waiters wear gowns worth over 20,000 rand, joke boy. Or have a Timex gold-plated watch. Get in the fucking lobster pot. And then he strikes me again with the torch, right? Now, I managed to deflect this blow a bit with my arm, Andy, which I was pretty pleased about.
Yeah.
Because I deflected it. I said, look, I'm really sorry. I thought he was going to kill me. I said, I'm really sorry. I thought you were the waiter. You don't have to kill me. Then I hear another voice, quite a calm voice in the darkness, right? Put the torch down and back off the fat guy. That's Australian, wasn't it?
I can't tell anymore.
Shines his torch up to the top of the rocks, and there is Toofy. He's the really notorious Cape Town rapper.
Right.
And he's got a gun. I promise he's got... It's the first time I've ever seen a gun.
Was it a shiny gun?
Well, he might not have had a gun, but as far as he's in a black, I thought it was a gun. Jesus, thanks, mate. I said, I think he was going to kill me. He said, just Pick up a lobster. No.
American.
Just pick up a lobster and get back to your table. No, that's Aussie. So I climbed up the rocks to make me escape, and as I passed Toofy, I said, no, it's really kind of you, but why did you help me? And he said, it's a pleasure, Mr. Hupkirk. Give more respects to Mr. Randall. I said, I will do. And he says, and by the way, he wasn't going to kill you. He was going to stick a lobster up your anus. So well, that was well, a lucky
would that
escape,
not have killed you then?
Well, I don't know. Can I just ask, Andy, did you think that story was a bit like Castaway with Tom Hanks? Yeah, a bit.
Well, I've never seen Castaway with Tom Hanks, and I kind of wish I'd never heard that story. So, okay. Yeah, I'll say yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That was the idea.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Can I pitch some TV shows to you?
If you feel you must pitch.
You're in the industry. Some would say balls deep in the TV industry.
I'm about to. I went to sell a show to the BBC the other day, and I think they've said yes. So
really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I could talk you through the processing period.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you process. The pitches. I'll give you the, what do they call it? An elevator pitch.
It's a pitch.
What do they do with it? Just give it in like one, like a capsule pitch?
From now on, it shall be known as a capsule pitch.
All
the
right.
You know, the best capsule.
An hourglass pitch.
The best capsule is either the Lemsip capsule or the Anadin. Would you say that's right?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So should we call it a Lemsip pitch?
Right.
Go on.
I want to call it an hourglass pitch because it starts and then
by the time it gets to the end,
you
can fuck off. It's a Lemsip pitch.
Lemsip pitch. All right. It's called In You Fucking Go. Right. And it's Jedward and they get dropped into the top of a really high industrial chimney.
Yeah.
This is just the pilot episode, the first one. And just see how it goes. Would that be worthy of a commission?
Andy, I'm sorry to interrupt your flow here, but on three separate occasions to three separate broadcasters, I promise you, me and Vic have pitched putting a celebrity in a chimney.
Really?
I promise you.
Industrial chimney or a...
No, we were thinking of just like
a homeowner's chimney.
Gothic, you know, big, decent-sized chimney in an old inn or in a manor
house.
Right,
the kind of one you get a chimney.
And just putting cameras up there and seeing who lasts longest. And see what they say.
Okay. So it's been
so
kiboshed.
For me, it's so I know because I've tried that it will fail, but yeah. I like it.
Okay. The other one is Jedward. Can brothers be lovers?
Just to hold on a minute.
What?
Is this Barry homeowner conversation start? Hey guys, imagine you were pitching a television show. Go on. What would you pitch? What would you bloody pitch?
Well, here's one I've got for you. This is called. I've been thinking about this for quite a while now since I've been watching repeats of Top of the Pops. Ice Zombie Boney M.
Hold on, stop the voice. I want to consider it properly. Ice.
Zombie. Boney M. Imagine Boney
M. What happens in a show?
Well, it's a cartoon. It's animation. Oh, it's very cool. Computer animation. You can do it in half an hour. Okay, Boney M, they're back, but they're in ice zombie form this time. Bigger, more powerful, even more melodic.
But what do they do? Solve fucking mysteries?
Solve mysteries. What the fuck else are they going to do? Record hits, solve mysteries.
I like
There's your half an hour.
I like it.
22 minutes if we can get on the commercial channels.
I don't even know that there need to be zombies, but send that in to me.
Is that too much?
Send
zombies?
That in to me. We'll have another meeting.
Okay, the zombies can be optional. Another animation I've got is called Bloody Waffles.
Right.
Now, what it is, it's these really annoying cartoon waffles.
Right.
And they get up to stuff, and people always just go, oh, those bloody waffles. But we've got a commercial offshoot as well, so we can sell the waffles in the shops called Bloody Waffles, and it'll probably have to be raspberry sauce instead of blood. Do you know what I mean? Because there's blood in the waffles.
Yeah.
So it works on more than one level. Bloody waffles. I'll put that down as a maybe, yeah?
Okay, right. Okay. So I'm just saying, I'm a baddie. Yeah. And I'm just unlocking a safe.
I've got baddies in my next pitch.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking maybe there's a, like, so I'm just doing the ticking thing on a safe lock.
Yeah.
And that. Then there's a hand, a little thin sort of battery, made of batter hand on my shoulder. I say, oh,
you're getting it.
Bloody waffles.
Bloody waffles.
Maybe.
If it hadn't been for them bloody waffles, I would have bloody gotten away with it.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's a maybe. One punch justice. It's kind of like the Cook Report. But you get the baddies, you expose them
in
the
street. Can you drop the voice?
I thought we were doing a dinner party.
No, that's incidental. I want to listen to your pitches properly.
One punch justice.
What's going on with it?
It's baddies, you expose them, and then they just one punch in the face to end it.
One punch baddies.
One punch
justice. I don't like it. This sounds like...
I just want to see more baddies getting punched in the face on the telly because it doesn't happen enough.
Yeah, well, I don't... Do you know, I watched the Russian hooligan thing last night. Did you watch it?
The Russian hooligan thing from last week?
From the Russian hooligan thing.
I saw, yeah.
And ultimately, it's compulsive seeing people punch and kick and that. But,
yeah,
I'm a bloody homeowner now, and honestly, I've grown up.
Well, the last one I've got is an entire channel. It's just called Knockers and Fighting.
Okay, yeah.
That's it.
I think that's probably been done in Eastern Europe. Now, can you help me out with me next tale, Andy? Because it's Matt Lawrenson.
Oh, I'd love to.
We haven't heard about him for a while.
Now, there's a voice I can do without lapsing into Australian and South
African. Well, it's going to be better than my South African, isn't it? Get out of the lobster pit! Something like that. Prick!
That's good.
You prick!
I'll dub that in for earlier.
Get your P45 and get out of here, you prick! So, Mark was at home one Tuesday, actually.
Right.
And he was watching Holmes Under the Hammer with Barbara, and he got a bit of a sweat on.
Right.
Yeah. So Mark says, you ready?
Ready.
Can you turn the heating down, Barbara? I've got a bit of a sweat on.
Can you turn the heating down, Barbara? I've got a bit of a sweat on.
Have I still got it?
Yeah, very much so. Oh, Mark, the heating isn't on. You're sweating because, as usual, your shirt's too tight and you're getting anxious that your valuation won't be the same as the estate agent's on Home and the Hammer. And he says, if I take my shirt off, will you give me a wipe down with the Belinda wipes?
If I take my shirt off, will you give me a wipe down with the Belinda wipes?
So she takes his shirt off for him and it is absolutely sodden, Andy. A real heavy weight. She begins to wipe away his back. But no sooner has she cleaned off the sweat than it begins to pool again round his lower back, you know?
Are we seeing hairy back or non-hairy back?
It's just at the bottom there, it's a bit, and it traps the sweat a bit, okay. You know, on his trouser line. What's going on, Mark? I've never known you sweat like this. Are you worried about something? Mark says, it's Robson Green, Barbara. He wants me to leave you and go and live with him, and I don't know what to do.
It's Robson Green, Barbara. He wants me to leave you and go and live with him, and I don't know what to do.
Christ, Mark, that's a bit of a bombshell, she says. Mark says, I'm sorry as fuck, Barbara.
I'm sorry as fuck, Barbara.
It came totally out of the blue when I was at the outlet centre with him on Sunday.
It came totally out of the blue when I was at the outlet centre with him on Sunday.
Barbara says, well, Mark, do you love him? He says, I don't know, Barbara.
I don't know, Barbara.
I know I love you and both of our rabbits, Paul and Unheeny.
I know I love you and both of our rabbits, Paul and Dunheeny.
Unheeny. You know, like the Nigerian with an N. Unheeny.
Paul and Unheeny.
But Robson is a very exciting man.
But Robson is a very exciting man.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
At this point, Robson Green walks in.
Yeah.
Straight in through the front door.
Does he not knock?
No, straight in.
Fucking hell. Chancer.
Well, what's your answer, Loro? Have you told the wife yet, or did you shit out? Mark says, I've just told her. I'm very confused.
I've just told her. I'm very confused.
If I came to live with you, would we get married?
If I came to live with you, would we get married?
Well, I don't think we should get a heat of ourselves, like. But aye, why not, if it all pans out nice and that? Mark says, are you any good with Belinda wipes?
Are you any good with Belinda wipes?
Robson says, aye, me mum taught us all about Belinda wiping when I was a bairn. I'm right fucking swift on a Belinda. Mark says, what about the rabbits, Barbara?
What about the rabbits, Barbara?
Would it be okay if I took Nkini and you kept Paul?
Would it be all right if I took... Would it be all right if I took Nkini and you kept Paul?
I don't think that would be fair on Nkini, Mark. He might get lonely.
Ah, oh, fuck that, Pet! We could get a rabbit friend from Pets at Home at the Outlet Centre. Hey, and we could call it Rafa Benitez. Talking of Rafa Benitez, I want your assurance, Mark, that Rafa Benitez will be invited round for tea at least twice a week and for a sleepover at least once a month.
Mark says, Robson, I can't guarantee that.
Robson, I can't guarantee that.
Rafa Benitez is foreign.
Rafa Benitez is foreign?
He might not do sleepovers.
He might not do sleepovers?
He might leave Newcastle. He was very disappointed with the January transfer window.
He might leave Newcastle. He was very disappointed with the January transfer window.
You what? No Rafa Benitez is part of the deal? You can forget it. I'm off round Sting's gaff, see if I can prize him away from Trudy. Ah, Rafa loves a bit of lute music.
And he's gone. So, obviously, he only wanted Mark to get to Rafa, obviously. So Mark says, sorry about that, love. I hope you're not upset.
Sorry about that, love. I hope you're not upset.
He says, well, she says, it would have been nice to get a break from you, but never mind. I suppose it's best for Paul and Heaney. Hey, you're still sweating like a pig in cling film. Mark says, because he always got a line, hasn't he? Looks like it was the valuation that was worrying me after all.
Looks like it was the valuation that was worrying me after all.
And they both laugh. So, did you... Hey, Andy, did you think that story was a bit like a Ken Loach movie?
Sort of gritty but unwatchable.
Well, that's unfair, I think.
Right, I've got a song to finish us this week. And it's a little bit of a soft rock anthem.
OK, is there anything you want me to do to help?
If you could just wave your arms from side to side.
No, is that... Well, you know I can't wave me on because of my bad shoulder. Is that what you're trying to set me up for? Fucking injury.
Maybe it is, yeah. All right, well, just wave an imaginary lighter in the air. Or just
right.
Your mobile phone or something. Whatever. Here we go. Son, I am your father, and I want you to evade the mistakes that I have made. I'm here to tell you what you have to do. So look into my eyes and listen to me too. Son, you're at the start of your life, an innocent boy with no trouble or strife. Let me lead the way, let me show you how. You'll thank me one day, and I'll tell it to you now. I would give it 10 minutes if I were you. Go watch the telly or maybe make a brew. Just hold it in a while, cause the stench in there is vile. I'd give it 10 minutes if I were you. I would give it 10 minutes if I were you. Just go and watch the telly or maybe make a brew. Just hold it in a while, cause the stench in there is vile. So I would give it 10 minutes if I were you.
That would be that would be done by the Eagles, maybe, or
Meatloaf. I'm thinking Meatloaf.
You thinking Meatloaf?
Yeah, it's got that Jim Steinman kind of feel about
it. Well, I mean, it's a little bit. I don't know what to say about that because I couldn't help laughing, but I hated myself for laughing. So that's my comment on it.
Right.
All right.
It appealed to the basest part of
I
your
suppose.
Soul. Oh, well, there we are. And that's the end of the podcast. Join us again next week for more.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.